Today, we'd like to see the title of More Effective for Wise Man. Proverbs chapter 17 and 18. To another was a soul through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 17, verse 3, the refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Number two, in chapter 17, verse 10, the book is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 18, verse 24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. What does it mean, and what can you learn from here? Solomon the king wrote 3,000 proverbs, but at the book of Proverbs, 29 of 31 proverbs are recorded in the Bible. And he wrote 1,005 songs, but at the book of Psalms, 2 over 150 Psalms, Psalms 72, 127, are recorded in the Bible. In the light over the 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 32, he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Chapter 17, verse 1, better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. What a beauty for united household over a contentious household. Verse 2, a wise servant will rule over a son who causes shame and will share an inheritance among the brothers. It's education for the servant to exercise wisdom. The servant may be a part of a family. Verse 3, question 1. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. That's question 1. Upon Lord's test, we might be grieved for a while, but we would be greatly joyfully, because we are more like Jesus. If often, it often takes various trials for the Christians to be purified. But Satan tempts us to doubt whether or not God is trying to restrict something good, like the temptation to Eve to eat the forbidden fruit. God is not trying to hold back you anything that is beneficial, but is interested in your best at God's standard. So this one is a cross-reference right here, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, Genesis chapter 3, 4 and 5. Then verse 4, an evildoer gives heed to false lips, a liar listens eagerly to a spiteful or a naughty tongue. God allows a strong delusion, the perishable people, to listen to false lips and spiteful or malice, haughty or disobedient tongue. That's a cross reference, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Verse 5, he who mocks the poor reproaches his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. The mock of the poor disappoints the creator of the person who is poor. Our God is the God of the poor, the widow, the alien, or the humble. Whoever is happy to see a disaster will be punished by God. That's part of perverse nature rather than compassionate heart. Verse 6, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children is their father. What a great heritage in a Christian home. Verse 7, excellent speech is not becoming to a fool, much less lying lips to a prince. Excellent speech would not be a fool from a fool, but maybe from a wiser person. Uttering lies would not be from a prince, but maybe from an unbeliever, because believers should not lie, because their God is impossible to lie. That's a close reference to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Verse 8, a presence is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers. A present or gift is an item to someone without the expectation of payment or anything in return. But a Bible, a bribe, is an item to someone with the expectation of favor, any favor return. Here, present or gift is like a precious stone in the eyes of him who has it, or in the eyes of a donor. Wherever you give, you are prosperous. It is more blessed to give and to receive. Not a bribe is wicked in verses 15 and 23 because it blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous. Because of bribery, even today Jesus' dead body had been stolen by his disciples instead of his resurrection. That is a cross reference right there. Verse 9, he who covers a transgression seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates a friend. Love covers all sins, and he who covers a transgression seeks agape love, or unconditional love. We should be willing to forgive others' sin against us. Better to just let it go. Better not to say anything, just in love, overlook it, rather than going around and saying the transgression. Then verse 10, the book is more effective for wise men than a 100 blows a fool. King James said a reproof enters more into wise man than a 100 stripes into a fool. The wise man is the man who fears the Lord. He a holy fear, not flesh fear, knows his word, understands it, and is able to apply it to real life. He would accept a rebuke or a reproof seriously for wisdom, but a fool is disinterested in even 100 rebukes for wisdom. Then, verse 11, an evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore, a cruel messenger will be sent against him. To be disobedient or rebellious against God is evil, followed by a cruel punishment. Obedience to God is better than sacrifice to God. Love of God is better than tithe to God. So we should, it's the basic, sacrifice God, you know, tithe God, you know, all of them require the lover. of God. Verse 12, let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs, rather than a fool in his folly. Your meeting a bear which is robbed of its cubs is wiser than the foolishness of a fool. A fool doesn't fear the Lord unlike a wiser person. Verse 13, whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. A person who pays back evil for the received goodness will bear evil in his house. By the Spirit, we can pay back good even for evil, that we can love even enemies unconditionally. Luke chapter 6, 35. Verse 14, the beginning of the strife is like releasing water. Therefore, stop contention before a quarrel starts. Starting strife is like letting out a little channel of a water dam. So stay away from contention from beginning before growing up to a quarrel. Verse 15, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord. Those are like today holding up the wicked as idols before the public, make fun of Christians. Those perverted the word of God, and so God hates those. 16. Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? It is unreasonable for a fool to purchase wisdom, even if he is disinterested in it. 17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. The friend's love is all the times, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's agape love, the fruit of the Spirit. A born brother tends to resolve the common difficulties in a household. Verse 18, a man devoid of understanding shakes a hand in a plight and becomes surety for his friend. Pledge of surety is a promise to secure to pay for the debt in the event of another's failure. It's prohibited by the scripture. We should owe another nothing except the love. Not credit cards are useful within the payable scope, not outside, because the debt controls you rather than spirit controls you. Verse 19, he who loves transgression loves strife. He loves transgression that loves strife. And he who exalts his gates seeks destruction. There are some people who love strife. That's a transgression or a sin. He who exalts his gates or trusts in high status or who is proud leads to destruction. He who has deceitful, proud heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into evil. Deceit or stubbornness is not good. A perverse or a crooked word from tongue causes evil. He who begets a scoffer does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. When you scoff or ridicule or look down another, you would be sorrowful or disappointed. The father of a foolish child has no joy, but has pain. 22. A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit thrives the bone. A human has body, soul, and spirit. If you have a cheerful mind, heart, or soul, you may heal your ill body like medicine. But broken or weakened spirit may make the body worse. A wicked man accepts a bribe behind the back to pervert the ways of justice. See verse 8. A gift with the expectation of a favor or something is wicked because it perverts good judgment. 24. Wisdom is in the sight of him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. If you have understanding, wisdom is right there as the applicable understanding to you. But a fool looks at the place where there is neither understanding nor wisdom, or on the ends of the earth. Whoever doesn't fear or honor God has no clue for understanding or wisdom. 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness of her who bore him. A foolish son gives grief to his father and bitterness to his mother. He has not eternal life because he doesn't fear God and so doesn't believe in God, the Father of Jesus. Also, to punish the righteous is not good, nor to strike princes for their uprightness. To punish the person who lives by faith is not good, nor is it good to strike princes or leaders because they are right up to God. 27. He who has knowledge superior to his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. He who has knowledge says a few words, and a man of understanding is temperate or self-controlled. 28. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive or understanding. Even a fool who keeps in peace, not in wrath, may be considered as a wise man, while he who keeps silence may be considered as an understanding man. So you as a Christian, be slow to speak, be slow to wrath. James chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 18, verse 1. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgments, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. When a man separates himself for lust or his own desire, he angers against all wise judgments to himself, or he eagerly interferes in all wisdom. Verse 2, a fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. A fool is disinterested in understanding, but is glad to express his own heart or his own opinions. Verse 3, when the wicked comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor or ignominy comes reproach. The wicked brings contempt or disrespect, and dishonor brings reproach or disappointment. Thank you. First of all, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. The words of a mouth is like deep waters or unceasing waters, continually flowing wisdom from the mouth is like a flowing brook or a stream. It is not good to show partiality to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment, to show partiality or favoritism to the wicked, or to overthrow the righteous is not good. Verse 6, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. Foolishness from a fool's mouth causes contention and wrath, but a soft word turns away wrath. Seven, fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Foolishness coming from a fool's mouth destroys himself and traps himself. Verse 8, the words of a laborer is like tasty trifles as wounds, and they go down into the inmost body. The words of a malicious gossipers like a little tasty thing or a delicious thing sink deep into one's heart or deep hurts, so refuse to listen to gossip. Verse 9, he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. A lazy person in his work is like a brother who destroys greatly. Verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, the name, are safe. A strong tower implies a situation of necessary defense. When you face difficulties, conflicts, or war, we call the Lord or Jesus, Yahweh Shua. Yahweh is the name of the Lord. Sure salvation, who is a strong tower and safe because we live by faith. Verse 11, the rich man's wealth is a strong city and like a high wall in his own esteem. In general, the rich man thinks of his wealth as a strong city, like a high wall in his own admiration. It's a common mistake to be rich to himself, not to God. Verse 12. Before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Haughtiness, pride, or arrogance causes destruction, while humility causes honor, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's cross-reference right here. Verse 13, he who answers a matter before he hears it is a folly and shame to him. It's a foolish shameful for him to answer an issue before hearing a case in full. Verse 14, the spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? Strong spirit may overcome the physical sickness or weakness, while destroyed or wounded spirit cannot overcome it. Philippians chapter 4, 3. So we can overcome through in Christ who strengthened me. Verse 15, the heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks the knowledge. Prudent or wise person is always ready to acquire knowledge. His ear seeks knowledge, because knowledge is the starting point of the wisdom through its understanding. Verse 16, a man's gifts make room for him and bring him before great men. It is not necessarily good. It's evil in some way, a bribe or a gift for favor. A gift may give a donor an opportunity to meet a great man. She's 17, 8, dear Barbara. 17, the first one to plead his cause seems right until the neighbor comes and examines him. But both sides must be heard for the right judgment, even if one side seems right before the other side comes and examines him. Verse 18, casting lots causes contentions to cease and keeps the mighty apart. Catching lots, the final judgment sees the contentions of both sides, and then both sides, the mighty disputers, part each other. Verse 19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. An offended brother is harder to be exalted than to conquer a strong city. So don't offend a brother. Contentions or arguments are stubborn, like the bars of a castle. So do not involve in contentions or argument the fruit of a flesh. 20. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce or products of his lips he shall be filled. Your stomach is satisfied with meal, probably good meal, not bad meal. Likewise, you are filled with the words from your lips of mouth, followed by, verse 21, either a death or a life. Deaths and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. The word from the tongue in mouth causes both death and life. Those who love it will its consequence. So whoever is able to bridle the tongue would be mature creatures. Verse 22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains a favor from the Lord. To find a wife is a blessing from God. Also, not all, but even the few not to marry for the kingdom of heaven's sake is a blessing from God. The cross reference right here. Verse 23, the poor man uses entreaties, but rich answers wrathfully. In general, the poor does a humble request, while the rich answers harshly. But we should have mercy on the poor, because we honor God who created the poor, the people who are poor. Proverbs chapter 14:31. The last verse, last question 24. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Greatest way to get friends is just to be friendly, but a friend in agape love is like Jesus, who sticks closer than just a born brother. That's a cross-reference right here. So we covered all three questions. You are continually keep on prayer for joyful, thankful, and safe Paul mission, push step tour for education evangelism. So far is two ministers registered there. So if you want, you may join there too. So continue to keep on prayer for gospel. We are using those five language translators gospels too. Also continue to keep on prayer for Muslim countries for evangelism. So right here in several countries. Let's just sing all together Maranatha song, Russia, and last one.